straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine show on KNSJ 89.1 FM, Descanso, recording at our studio in the East County Wellness Center in El Cajon. My very special guest today is Karen Toledo. Karen is the assistant manager with the International Student Exchange. That's the organization that helps place foreign exchange students with families here in our region and actually, I guess, across the nation?
Yes.
Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Miriam.
Tell us where the exchange students come from. How many different countries are you working with?
ISE works with 25 different countries. The majority of our kids are from Germany, Brazil, but we also have Italians, Czech Republic, Danish, Finnish, Swedish, Thai, Vietnamese, Chinese, Japanese. We have many kids to choose, and they're from 15 to 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They attend the local high school. They will come and stay with the host family for 5 to 10 months, depending mm-hmm. on the family's want.
You are a nonprofit, a 501c. How many years
yes.
has the ISE been around?
Since 1982, they were founded in Northern California.
It has a very good reputation.
Yes.
Now, I know that families don't get paid any sort of monetary gain or anything for taking in a student. It's something people really sort of do for the love of the cultural exchange and the opportunities. But tell us a little bit about what is expected of the family. What are they supposed to provide? What do the students provide for themselves? And what are some of the benefits, the non-monetary benefits that families can receive?
Families provide room and board. The expense is minimal. The mm-hmm. families do, the natural parents give their child at least $300 a month for excess costs such as sporting events, social events. But you provide them food to eat and a home to live in. You can take them places, but the student would pay their own way.
Yeah, so that's kind of optional.
That's optional.
That you do.
And then ISE also provides several trips that the kids could go to if mm-hmm. the families aren't able to take them somewhere.
Now, can you be selective about this if you're really interested in having somebody from a particular part of the world where maybe you have a cultural interest or just an interest in learning more about it, or if you prefer to have a boy or a girl or a certain
yes,
age?
Yes, the families, they actually, what we do is once we receive an application in our company, we will go out and talk with the family. We find out what the family likes, what their kids enjoy doing. And then with that, I will let them choose maybe 5 students mm-hmm. and or I'll show them 5 students, and then they can choose which student they want. And
nice.
It could be various countries too. Let's say they want a 15-year-old soccer player, boy mm-hmm. or girl. Then I go and I look for a 15-year-old soccer player. And then that's how I would show the student to the family.
Very, very interesting. I imagine it's a way to learn all about the culture in a different part of the world.
Yes.
It just seems like it would be fascinating.
I've hosted almost 100 kids in the last 20 years that I've been in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And
personally
when I
hosted
personally,
at your own house?
Yes.
Wow.
I was hosting 2 at a time. So that I'm a single mom. I was hosting 2 at a time. So
how wonderful.
The costs aren't that high if mm-hmm. a single mom can do it.
Do you form long-lasting friendships? Have you ever traveled or visited any of
yes,
the kids you hosted?
Yes, I have a very good friend in Germany. I have good friends in Brazil. I have good friends in Denmark, Spain. I've traveled to many of their homes, and I've stayed with them. And they actually get insulted if I don't stay with them. This summer, I'm going to a wedding of a student that I hosted in 2006. He wants me to come. And so he made sure that I was going to be there.
What a wonderful opportunity. Having mm-hmm. just traveled internationally,
yeah.
I know how expensive that can be for, you know, lodging and tours. And
mm-hmm.
of course, you'd have someone local right there
yes.
who can
and
tell you all about what to see and do.
They actually want you to stay with them. They have it all set up for you, and they treat you so well when you come because they are so thankful that you actually took care of their kids, and their kids had an amazing year.
Marvelous. Now, how difficult is it to place these kids in homes? Do you have enough homes for them right now, or are you
no,
looking?
No, actually, we place 2,800 kids throughout the United States. In California alone, we only place 100 students.
Wow.
The ratio is very low here in California. And there are amazing families here in California that can host our students and enjoy the students. You know, it's the unknown. Everybody's afraid of the unknown.
And everybody's working 3 jobs in
yeah.
California.
And you treat these kids like they're your child.
Yeah.
It's an amazing experience.
Now, I understand that you have an opportunity right now for an area representative to help place the kids. If
yes.
someone out there is looking for some work. What does that entail?
This is supplemental income. They assist me in locating host families and getting the word out to our local families.
Mm-hmm.
It is commission-based, but if you do place so many students, you do get a trip at the end of our placing season.
Oh,
so
where do you get to go?
We're going to Dublin, Ireland this year.
Oh, my.
So you place 7 kids, you get to go to Dublin, Ireland.
I want to do that. How fun.
So it's a great opportunity for hosting, being an area rep. It's a passion that I have, and I've had for many, many years.
I can see. You just love what you're doing. Now, what about students out there, high school students, who may want to become an exchange student with a family in another part of the world? Do you help place them?
Yes, we do. We work with 5 different countries, to say, name a few: Spain, Germany, France, Switzerland. And then we also can do an independent study if a student wants to go to a country we don't sponsor, mm-hmm. but we have reps out there that can take care of them. And they do the same thing that we're doing here, but over there.
Very nice.
They make sure the students are fine and the house is good. What I always tell our families, if you're not sure you want to send your kid to a stranger,
mm-hmm.
host a student where your child wants to go, and then send your student to the student you just hosted family. So you're actually doing an inner exchange.
Yeah, that's a very good
idea.
And
that way you feel safe with your child in a family you already know.
Yeah, I know when I was in high school, I knew mm-hmm. people who were exchange students. I know people who hosted exchange students, and they all had just nothing but positive things
yeah.
to say about what a marvelous experience it was overall. So if people want to find out more about the International Student Exchange, or the ISE, if they're interested in being a host family, being an exchange student, or perhaps looking into that area rep opportunity,
mm-hmm.
how do they reach you, Karen?
They can reach me on my 800 number, which is 844-723-7403, or they can go to our website at iseusa.org.
Very good. Thank you very much for joining us here today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.